Many people have favorite Bible verses. So what is your favorite? Are there certain passages that you find comfort in? Maybe you have them up on the walls in your house. Do you have a life verse that you've memorized? How about Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How about Hebrews 13:5? God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So what are the Bible passages that come to your mind that have proved to be the most help to you as you journey through this world? Chances are they all have one thing in common. They are about you. They are addressed to you. They provide assurances to you. Now, there is nothing wrong with that, but Psalm 93 provides us with a reminder and a corrective. Because nowhere in the five verses of Psalm 93 do we hear anything about us. Psalm 93 reminds us that ultimately it is all about God. Pause and ponder the glory of God. Psalm 93 verses 1 and 2, listen. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. Psalm 93 tells us Almighty God is reigning on His throne in heaven, and He is glorious. This is majesty beyond what we can imagine. And though we do not yet see everything in subjection to Him, Psalm 93 reminds us God is the supreme potentate. His kingdom is coming to this world, which He established long ago. Verses 3 and 4. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. A friend of mine is in Florida right now, and he texted me. He was sitting on the beach, marveling at the sounds of the waves. 71% of our planet is water, and each and every wave is powerful. Water is a powerful force. It tears down cliffs. It beats down rocks. But the might of waves is as nothing compared to Almighty God. We actually read about this in Mark 4. Remember, the waves are crashing upon the boat where Jesus happens to be sleeping. Not the disciples. They're afraid. They feel powerless. They cry out to Jesus because they fear they're going to perish. And Jesus speaks a word, peace, be still. And the waters recognize the voice of their Creator, and they hush like a tame puppy. The psalm then moves from God's seas to God's decrees in verse 5. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. God's decrees, or statutes, are trustworthy. What God says goes. He has told us what is evil, and it will not endure. He has told us what is good, and it is everlasting. We've only begun to taste it. And God is holy, holy, holy. As Isaiah saw when he entered God's house, God's holiness causes the angels to cover their faces and drops even the least sinful prophets to the ground. This is God, the God who is, and who was, and who is to come. Psalm 93 reminds us that it is not about me, and it's not about you. But Psalm 93 is for you. First, it reminds us that you and I are pretty powerless in this world of crashing waves. We're small, weak, and our time is so brief. But God is none of those. He is ruling and reigning, and His decrees are trustworthy. All those promises and favorite Bible verses of yours and mine, they are yes and amen in His Son, Jesus Christ. You and I can be confident in any and all circumstances. Secondly, maybe verse 5 is about you and I, if we are first about God. When this psalm was written, God's house was a different place than today. Today, God's dwelling place is man. God poured out His Holy Spirit on His people. Donald Whitney says, if you are a Christian, two people live in your body, you and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is not passive within you, which means we are His house and holiness must adorn us. So train yourself for godliness, for godliness is of value in every way. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.